We're talking today with Richard Gephardt, who's the new president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Richard, you're wearing a couple of hats now within the cattle industry, and I guess maybe my first question is why the willingness, why the interest in not only the OCA presidency, but also at the same time serving in the Federation of State Beef Councils?
Well, I think the industry's under great pressure right now, and the industry's been very good to me and my family for generations, and I think it's important that all of us get back to the industry in this time of trouble and everything and move us forward.
When we think about OCA, first of all, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, of course, going through some change with a new executive vice president, but still a very, very solid voice for Oklahoma cattlemen in the state. Your thoughts about what you'd like to see done over the next couple of years as your president?
Well, first I want to say thanks to Scott DeWalt for the great staff he left in place. I'm very happy to see Michael here. Looking forward to continued growth and membership and influence of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association in Oklahoma.
When we think about, you know, some of the things that are going on, especially in Oklahoma right now, we've got an industry that obviously has suffered from drought, and this rain that's come right around this convention time has got to be a real blessing. But we've got an industry that needs to be actually involved in some rebuilding, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, the market data that I look at doesn't show any retention of heifers or anything, anybody ready to start rebuilding. I think all of us were pretty shocked about the extensive damage done to the pastures that we all own. I think it'll be a while before we start rebuilding the herd.
When we think about some of the things at the state level, especially that you think OCA needs to be paying attention to, what are two or three things in your mind that OCA can get their arms around and make a difference for cattle producers with?
I think, you know, it's not just new initiatives, but I think we've got two very important positions in the OCA that we have to make sure we maintain, and it's the sales tax exemption and our stand on property tax. Those two, and the freedom to operate against regulations and everything. And I commend the past leaders of OCA, both staff and volunteer leaders and the membership. I think the association's been very successful in those efforts.
Those private property rights are key in your mind.
That's exactly right. Private property rights are absolutely key. And we're doing a good job. We see a continuous erosion of them. And so I think we've got to continue to defend those private property rights.
Obviously, one of the things that we've got going on that kind of goes hand in hand with those private property rights is that we're seeing more and more interest by groups like HSUS to come into the state and try to dictate to agriculture how we do things.
Yeah, I you're exactly right, Ron. And you and I have talked about, like, even on the national level and the international level, those NGOs out there continue to exercise influence. And it's very, very important that we continue to grow our strength through our membership so that we can combat those efforts.
Second hat that you're wearing, right now you're chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils, and I know that you feel very strongly that side of the beef checkoff needs to be visible to cattle producers, especially to understand what's going on with their beef checkoff.
I agree with that, you know, and I'm particularly proud. This is the 50th anniversary of the Federation's of State Beef Councils. I'm very proud of the efforts that Craig Uden led last year and are continuing this year, the reorganization of the Joint Advisory Committees. You know, one of the things I'm most proud of is the partnership that currently exists between the Federation directors and the directors on the Cattlemen Beef Board appointed by the Secretary. I'm really looking forward to the operating committee this fall. Even in this era of declining resources.
You know, when we think about the Federation, obviously it is a broad-based group over all the states that have got cattle, which is every state, obviously. But when we think about the Federation and trying to work with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, you're under, you know, Federation remains under the general umbrella of NCBA. In this era of some folks questioning that, is that still the right fit?
You know, NCBA, the staff in Denver, is a prime contractor to the beef checkoff, to the national efforts. You know, the federation, the governor's part of that thing. Those directors are selected by the state beef councils, operate independently from that staff, supervise that staff to some degree. But I just think it's important that they recognize that the federation directors are selected by state beef councils, a grassroots effort.
Looking at where we are right now with the federation, in your mind, what are the things that really need to be emphasized? Given, you know, you mentioned scarce resources, what are the federation from what you're, as you talk to your fellow state beef council officials that you're representing at the federation, where are the priorities here in 2013-2014?
Well, I think the priorities are, and it's going to be interesting to watch in the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, the ARs, the authorization request that will come in front of that, and even more importantly, I think we're going to see some fresh new ideas in terms of the work plans that are presented this summer to the Joint Advisory Committees, and then those will be converted into ARs, and the work plans will be presented to that operating committee. If I would guess, from listening to contractors and stuff, I think you'll see more emphasis on basic research. I think we absolutely have to have a safe product, number one. And I think you're going to see some more influence or focus on influencing the influencers.
Looking ahead, as far as the cattle industry, you're in a position to help maybe help cast some of the visions that will be out there over the next 4 or 5 years. What are some visions that you've got of things that would make the industry better?
Well, from the checkoff side, I think it's crucial that we move from a focus of output. And we've got, you know, it's great to have billions of impressions, but we've got to figure out ways to monitor outcomes and make sure we're changing attitudes of consumers about beef.
Forrest Roberts, of course, at this meeting talked about that skeptical, suspicious consumer of today, the millennials especially. I know that that's one of the areas that you're interested in, of trying to have impact on that part of society. From the checkoff side of things, what is a good game plan? In other words, what do you see, you know, you being able to do to make some impact on that?
I think we've got to continue to research that generation and understand what they're in, and keep our ears open and listen to what they have to say. And we're going to have to find the touch points with them and ground and common ground with them that we can continue to promote beef. Beef is a safe product. It's a healthy product. And we're going to have to find the way the millennials will receive that message.
With your professional hat over at the university, you obviously actually have some contact with some of these younger members of society, the students that you're involved with. I guess maybe you see some of these things that are going on that are different than our generation.
Yeah, I think they're very busy. I mean, at the University of Tulsa, they are extremely busy. They are a bright bunch of people. And they are going to receive messages with some skepticism, I would call it. They want you to show them. They're just not going to eat that stuff unless you prove it to them.
One last question as far as checkoff. You're in an interesting role. You're obviously on the checkoff side with Federation, State Beef Councils. I'm not sure how much of an advocate you necessarily be for an expanded checkoff. Obviously, on the policy side over here at OCA as president, this is one of the groups that has always had a great deal of interest in trying to get that second dollar or whatever it might be, you know, down the road. We're obviously, I think everybody does agree, we got to have some more resources.
I think you're right. You know, Forrest pointed out, I forgot the exact numbers, and you can go back and find them. Australia, who's got fewer cattle than we do, way fewer, is operating with a checkoff budget. I think the number he put out there was $150 million, and in front of the operating committee this fall will be $38 to $40 million. I think we of cattle producers have got to come to grips with, are we going to provide appropriate resources for that program? You know, I can't advocate, as you know, for increased resources with that checkoff side. That checkoff side is supposed to execute that. You saw in the general membership meeting at OCA that we did have a resolution that said we believe in the checkoff and want to see it grow.
So obviously, if that does come about, I guess it's going to have to be through some additional meetings. I know there's always been a lot of meetings. I don't know if we're at the point where we're meetinged out or not on trying to get this thing done. I guess the question is, where is that action plan you think going to come from?
You know, there are some this summer. NCBA will announce some initiatives to go out and increase that funding for efforts to promote beef. You see some state initiatives out there on state checkoffs at the state level. We will see what happens in Oklahoma over the several years.
New president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Richard Gephardt. He actually wears a couple of major hats in the cattle industry. Now president of the State Cattlemen's Association for OCA, but also currently the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils at the national level within the NCBA structure. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.